reading about a French study. I don't know if you saw this. A 15-year study. They measured and recorded over time the dealings with 330 women and came to the conclusion that bras don't work. Underwire doesn't work. It doesn't make your breasts firmer. It doesn't make them less saggy. It actually makes them more saggy. So every woman, take off your bras.
Yeah. Well, you better look into the Sydney Ross Singer interviews that we conducted. Bras actually cause breast cancer. You know that?
I'm taking mine off now then.
Yeah, take it off. But it's very sensitive tissue there. And, Suzanne's just off now. She's taking it off. And it's very sensitive tissue. And it's subjected to extra insulation because it's a bra plus a T-shirt or whatever. It's got double the insulation of any of the rest of your skin, and it's the most sensitive. And so what that does is it starts to create sort of like thermal effects or whatever that create a little bit more cancer. Beautiful for you. And also, because the breast doesn't have to support itself when you're walking around and everything like that, it actually weakens. It kind of atrophies, as it were, kind of like if you were never to pick up a shovel and do some digging in your life, your arms would be very weak, wouldn't they? Same with the breast tissue. And on top of that, with the underwires, it's coming around underneath the lymph nodes underneath your arm there. And that's cutting off sort of all sorts of circulation and can lead to what's it called, lymphoma or whatever. So bras are freaking dangerous. And this information's been brought to Victoria's Secret and all of these other major lingerie sellers and stuff like that. There's women out there who wear their bras to bed, you know.
Oh, yes.
Literally 24 hours wrapped in this thing. It's terrible for them.
Absolutely. I know some women that actually wake up. I know it's a cliche. It's been seen in the movies, but I actually have some friends and have had more friends in the past that even though they've been married and some of them have been with their boyfriends for years, decades, they get up 20 minutes before the alarm is supposed to go off, fix their face, and get right back in bed.
That's kind of cute, actually.
No, it's not. It's sick and stupid.
Yeah.
When I realized how much mercury and lead and God knows how many other poisons there are in makeup, I quit wearing it. You know what? My husband doesn't care. He still loves me.
Yeah, exactly. What's he going to do? Throw the baby out with the bathwater? I don't think so.
Well, if you're as devastatingly cute as I am without makeup, then it's okay.
That's true.